it's time for the Celebrity Stench Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And back from filming an episode of Unsung. J. Anthony Brown. The man my sister says deserves an Oscar for his role in Drumline.
Your sister needs to get out more.
Sybil Danielle hasn't seen the Oscars since 2002. She said they shunt Jay, and she's been boycotting ever since. She said they shunt him. They shunt him.
Shunt?
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all answer me this. Why people are more shocked about Blac Chyna having a baby by an unemployed Kardashian than they are about almost 50-year-old Janet Jackson having a baby by her billionaire husband? No, but I like Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian as a couple. Sybil, I don't know if y'all been keeping up with the scuttlebutt, but Rob used to be a recluse before Blac Chyna gave him some couscous, and now he's all over the place like Footloose. So what, she have a baby by her new baby daddy's sister's boyfriend?
Oh, my God.
Hashtag, she got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. Hey, y'all, it must be something in the water. Janet's pregnant. Blac Chyna's pregnant. Cousin Nardo's son, Leo.
What?
Cousin son.
Cousin Nardo's son?
Yeah, you mixing me up. So cousin Nardo's son, Leo's girlfriend, is supposed to be.
Oh!
I done misspoke.
Cousin Nardo's son, Leo's Mother's Day.
Cousin Nardo's son Leo's girlfriend is supposedly pregnant, but we don't believe her because she's 65. Now Leo upset because he found out her real name isn't even Tamika. That's
what?
Why he's upset. No, Sybil, it's Nancy. Sybil, when the last time you said... Anyway, Sybil, where was I?
All the pregnancies.
Yeah, I see where our boy Tyler Perry sold that big-ass house in Atlanta for $17.5 million. That's what broke people call mansions, big-ass house. Remember we went there after his movie screening? He had shuttles taking people to his mansion for a meet, greet, and eat?
Yes, sir.
And Sybil, remember I asked you, I said, what are these? And you said, those are called chopsticks, honey.
For the sushi side.
I was eating sushi and greens and macaroni and cheese with chopsticks. Sybil, remember?
I do remember. It was quite a moment.
It was like, this N-word is. Sybil, I remember the house was so big you had to catch an Uber to the restroom.
That's right.
I remember asking Tyler, was that his moon in the backyard? He said, yeah, God put it there for him. He said that. $17.5 million. So just being around people like Tom and Tyler, it inspires you that with hard work that you can have rich friends too. I mean, Sybil, everybody ain't going to be rich. I hate to be a dream killer, but nope. Sybil, I thought I was some kind of popular here in D.C., but D.C. people have a way of letting you know you're not successful at all. One brother asked me yesterday, he said, man, when you going to blow all the way up? We'll talk tomorrow.